company, work with that company, and once it ended, it's all free. And so that's why it's important. And of course, we have, like I said, our VCP program. And I really did want to congratulate Nate for his leadership role in VCP. They've been out encouraging the members of the association to focus on trying to achieve VCP. But once again, you can see why this is important. Once again, it goes back to that bottom line I talked about at the beginning, helping reduce injuries, illnesses, and fatalities, letting people go home safe and sound. And Nate has been very good about promoting this in our program. And the VCP, like I say, the thing I like about the VCP is it's our best of the best. And the people that are in it, what they've done is there's a four-part prong. The major two prongs are first, employer commitment. And it has to be demonstrated employer commitment. It is not the sign on the front entrance to the building, in the building as you come in the reception area. It's not the little plaque on the wall that says, we as X company believe in safety and health for all our employees, and we want to have a safe workplace sign, the plant manager or the CEO or the president. That is not demonstrated support for the program, commitment to the program. It is where we're saying we want to see the owner of the company, the president of the company, the CEO of the company, really committed, walking the floors, walking the sites, making sure that the safety equipment is there, talking to the employees, letting their employees know that the company cares about their safety and health, and they want them to be safe, and they expect them to be safe in their work site. And they expect to work that they work safely. And so what we're trying to do on that, and that's the employee commitment. Then at the same time, we have the second prong of the VCP program is employee involvement. And that is very important because it is critical that the employees are actively involved in their safety and health. They need to know one thing. The question needs to be asked, and you need to be able to ask every one of your employees, and you go anytime, any place, wherever they're working, you need to say, what is the number one thing for this company? And they need to be coming back to you and saying that I work safe on the job. That has to be the response. You are going to be surprised at what happens once you get to that point. Because we have, I know at least one company here that in May that has gotten to VPP, and I'm sure they're going to say that we're going to have a little ceremony right after when we finish up. But that's where we have to be. And you know the amazing thing that happens on this that I've seen. I've been to a number of VPP ceremonies where we present the certificate to the plant manager or the facility manager or the CEO. And then we present the flag to the employees, the VPP flag. I was one case that was out in Lynn, Massachusetts at the GE jet engine plant in Lynn, Massachusetts. This was a while back. This was back before it was in October of 06. And they had 4,000 people there. And they had put three tents up. They put three tents in a row. And of course, when you have 4,000 people in a big area, and it's 1 month before an election, you get a lot of politicians. And Senator Kennedy was there. And I met with him beforehand, and we were talking about the VPP, and he actually knew a little bit about it, and we talked a little bit more about it. So we got to the program, and we sat down, and we get there. And the plant manager gets up, and she says, this is the best thing that's ever happened to this plant. This is this, we've turned around this plant because of this. 4,000 people cheering. Now, you know, if you go to a lot of these meetings with employees, because I've seen them a lot of them, that if you have a plant manager or something standing up there talking about that, 4,000, even if you've got 20 people, they're all kind of sitting there like this. You've got 4,000 people cheering. Next, we had the five union presidents guys. It was a unionized facility, and they had five union presidents, and one was speaking for them. And he said to them, you know, when we started the program, we were very doubtful about this. They told us they wanted to get into VPP. We didn't know anything about it. And we were really suspicious of the company because, quite frankly, we've had a lot of problems with this company in the past. We couldn't agree on any darn thing, and we obviously had contract battles and everything else and grievances up. and constantly having grievances, and we never agreed on anything. And, you know, we got the BP, and we found out that the company was really committed to safety and health, and we got involved in the program, and we found out that we really could make a difference, and this is the best thing that's ever happened here to this plant. 4,000 people jumping up and down. Senator Kennedy turns around. Whoops, he's not seen this before. I got up and spoke. I tried to keep it short. Senator Kennedy got up and he took half my speech. But I was okay. And then I got up and kept it short. So then I gave the plant manager the plaque. And she's up front on the stage like this. It wasn't much bigger than a little bit bigger than this. She's up there. She's holding it above her head, shaking the plaque. 4,000 people were jumping up and down, some standing on the chairs. I told them I had to sit down, because I had to get down to the one safe. Then we got the flag out, got the flag. This flag's about $25, maybe. Yep. You'll get to see one in a minute. It's not a lot, but it means a lot. Gave the flag to the 5 union presidents. They are on stage here. They are shaking the flag up and down. They are so excited. 4,000 people jumping up and down. And there was a change there. And they said the interesting thing, the plant manager, the union guy said, you know, we really couldn't work out things, but now all of a sudden we found we could agree on safety and health. And now we're able to work out all our problems. And that's what happens in the BPP, if you really look at what, there's a cultural change. Because now the company, now the employees understand that, you know what, this company really does care about me. And maybe I need to not only be safe, not only maybe I should be safe at work, now I understand the importance of safety, maybe I need to be safe at home, because you know what, if I get injured at home or at work, it doesn't matter because I don't show up the next day for work. So they get there, and so there's a cultural change. And it's so amazing to see, because now they start being safer at work, which impacts on their health care costs of the company and reduces their health care costs. And there's also a change in it, in that they start thinking more about the company. What do I do? This company does care about me. I got to make sure I do a good job. I got to make sure I have better quality. I got to make sure my productivity is good. And if I'm not injured on the job, what is that? Because what happens when somebody gets injured? Well, how does that impact on productivity, efficiency, and quality? It goes down the roof, down the tube. So that's why this is so important. And the BPP has been very effective on that, but it helps us, the cultural change. Because, and it's a nice thing, because you can start with safety and health, because no one disagrees about the need for safety and health. No one will say, we don't need safety and health here, no sirree. No one will tell you that. So we've got a place where you can start, and your employees believe in safety and health because it impacts on them, and maybe they start saying, and maybe if they really know that you care, this is the way that as far as you've been caring about them, that you personally care about them. So the CEO is telling me, don't do that because you might get injured. And I've had employees tell me, the guy told me, the president of the company told me not to do so, I wouldn't get injured. He really cares about me. And maybe they're going to start staying around. Maybe people wonder about why there's so much turnover in the United States on people's jobs. Well, maybe they don't feel welcome or don't feel wanted. Maybe if we're doing this, they might start thinking, you know, this company really does care about me. Maybe I should just stay here. Maybe the grass is not greener on the other side. As I may think, maybe this company really does care about me and I need to be staying here and I need to be making sure I'm there every day, but I know they care about that. But probably just a little bit, I'm going to keep a little short. I got one little video I want to show you in a second. GE, one of our BPP corporate partners, they have successfully reduced their company-wide record-keeping rate of injuries over the last decade by 75%. How much more is that helping them to be more profitable? They lowered their insurance premiums accordingly, and they achieved a savings of $61.5 million per year. Does that make GE more profitable? No. And the other nice thing about BPP is that all the companies that are in BPP, or a lot of the companies that are in BPP, they give back as part of this program. They actually have what we call special government employees. They have their employees coming and helping us, assisting OSHA to go do other inspection sites for BPP. So what we come on with BPP to get your BPP star certificate and the flag, we have a group come in. And it's right now, it's usually, we may have just one OSHA person and two or three special government employees. And they're doing this on their own dime, on their own time. Now, where do you see that happening anywhere else in the country? But they understand the importance of this, and that's why they're doing it. We got over 800 special government employees trained and working with us. So we, you know, that's one of the things that we want to work with. Before we do the detailed presentation, I just did want to say thank you again for having me. And I really do truly appreciate the work that Nate's been doing with us. I appreciate your commitment to safety and health. I talked about the bottom line, and it was that got driven home to me, I guess it's almost been a year ago now, 8 months, 8, 9 months ago. I was going to do a speech in Louisville, Kentucky. And we got there, the plane landed in Louisville, and as normal, the flight attendant comes on and says, "Please, we welcome to Louisville. Please stay in your seats, keep your seatbelt fasten, or I will shoot you," or words to that effect, "and you can now use your cell phone." And then as we're taxiing up to the gate, she came back on again. And she said, "I would appreciate if everyone, when we get to the gate, that you would stay in your seats." And the reason I want you to stay in your seats is because we have 3 soldiers that in the back of the plane who've been in Iraq for over a year, and we'd like to let them get off first. Well, we got to the gate, and an amazing thing happened. You know, normally when that door opens, for those who fly a lot, if you are not fast, you will be trampled to death. But an amazing thing happened, and everyone stayed in their seat. And here comes the 3 soldiers. There were 3 male soldiers. The oldest one maybe was 22. And so they got off, they came down the bed, and then everyone started to applaud. Well, the Lord watches over me a lot, because to tell you the truth, I wouldn't be in this position if it wasn't for Him. And He was watching over me that day again, because I was in the very first row of that plane. And because we pay government rates, we usually get put in the back. So I got to follow the soldiers out, down through the concourse, in through security, and there's the families waiting for them. I can still see it right now in my eyes as if it was there. And the wives were there, and all of them had children, and they were all young children. I mean, 2 of the 3 wives were holding one of the babies in their arms, because it was a little one. And then there were 2 that had a little bit older that were holding on to their legs, soldiers' legs. So I stopped for a minute to look, observe, and I noticed in particular there was this one woman. One of the wives. And there were other people there. I think there was probably their husbands, mothers and dads, and maybe some friends. But I noticed that one of the wives, she was hugging her husband. And she wouldn't let go of him. She wouldn't let go. And just at that particular moment, it struck me, this is what happens every night when people go home safe and sound to their families and loved ones. We don't get to see it, we get to see it in our own homes, but this is what happens when we don't get to see those little kids hugging their people, of our employees. And I am convinced that if a wife knew, as she hugged her husband in the morning goodbye, that if she knew that he was not going to come back home that night because he was going to get killed on the job, she wouldn't let go either. So it is important what y'all are doing here. And people talk a lot of times about legacy. You know, you hear about, you watch television, you see people about what's your legacy. Oh, I made $10 billion or whatever, something like that. Right? 20,000 square foot home. And I really believe, though, that, you know, on the last day when you go upstairs to see the guy in charge or the woman in charge, cover a lot of bases there, and the question to you is asked, what was your legacy? And you're going to be able to say, well, you know, I ran my company, I had a company, I was managing a company, I was a supervisor, whatever. We're working with Nate. They put some great safety programs together. They put some training programs together. We put policies together. We work together. And you know what? Maybe somebody didn't get injured on the job because of something I did. I don't know, because you know what? If you prevent something, you never know what happens. And just maybe, something I did with working with Nate and working with my company, I helped someone not get injured or got killed on the job. Maybe I helped someone not get killed on the job. I don't know, because if you prevent it, you don't know about it. And no one knows what I did, because none of my employees knew what I was doing on trying to make sure that they were safe on the job. They didn't know about that. They knew I bugged them a lot, but they didn't know all the things I was doing. And maybe that's not, when I think about it, maybe that's not the, should not, maybe that might not, maybe that's the best way to see somebody can leave, helping your fellow men and women. So I just want to say thank you for the job that you all are doing, so I really do appreciate that. And now we're going to go into the important part. Well, it's all important, but this is important too, because we have today with us a member of the Ocean Nate Partnership who knows about ACP firsthand. Mid-America Tower Services, Matt, is the first tower erector company to reach BCP status. And I really appreciate that Matt has had the forward-thinkingness and the management commitment, because this takes management commitment. This is not just something that just happens, ladies and gentlemen. It just doesn't happen. I've been doing OSHA work since 79. I've been helping clients get into the BCP program since the mid-80s. So I'm real familiar with this program. I understand what it takes to get in there. But, you know, and that's why I appreciate the commitment. I also want to congratulate the management and employees for sitting down together. Because once again, we talked about the interrelationship. It has to be a partnership within the company of management and the employees, and recognizing how safety and health really benefits everybody. So I do appreciate that tremendously. But let's look at this, and what this commitment has done. What has this commitment done? Mid-American, 3 years, for the last 3 years, from 2003 to 2005, their total case incident rate and DART rates were both zero. 100% below the 2005 BLS published rate of 0.8%. A review of the injury and illness data for the year 2003 through 2007 also indicates that the number of injury and illnesses among Mid-Atlantic's contractor employees was also zero. Now, let me ask you this. Are you all at zero? Is the total case incident rate and DART rate at zero? It shows that it can be done. It can be done. And I promise you, I do a lot of speaking, but I spoke the other night at the International Sleep Products Association meeting. And I was talking to one of the CEOs of the company. And he said, I asked him, I said, well, how was your injury and illness rate? Well, he said, man, you know, we're at such and such, which was, I forget, it was like 8 or 9. Excuse me, it may have been closer to 10 because their average industry average is 8, which is way too high. I said, 10? I said, yes. He said, well, what's the deal? He said, well, you know, I talked to my safety manager about this before I came down here because I knew you were coming. And I asked him what it was, and he said, well, you know, we just can't help it. This is how it is. It's always this way. It's been this way. And We've been trying hard. You know, we've cut down our number of injuries, but it seems like we just can't seem to get there, and it's just how it is. And I said, BS. Because it is BS. Because Mid-America shows that you can get to zero. I can pull out all other companies in our VP programs that get close to zero. Floor construction company, major international construction company, large construction company. Construction is dangerous too. Their lost time injury and illness rate is at one. One. Industry average is about eight, seven or eight. So it can be done. But it does take a commitment, and I know the commitment is here with Mid-America. And I know Phil Vanfall, the owner of Mets, has made that commitment. Where's Phil? This one's Phil. Oh, who's over there? Why aren't you in the front row? Why don't you come on? Do you want to say a few words? I guess what I did want to say in order to prepare anything, we are a small company. As a matter of fact, the entire workforce of 12 people is here, probably much like a lot of you. What I would like to say is we work with Ken from the Peoria, Illinois office. He was the gentleman that we worked with to achieve this goal. When he presented this to us and said, hey, you guys have a good safety program, I think you could achieve this. And what this means is we come in and we go through all your paperwork and we come to a few of your sites and we inspect a few of your sites and then we inspect your facility. And I would assume that if we took a poll here that being in the construction industry, I am forever conditioned. I thought he was crazy. You're actually asking me to invite OSHA onto my site. and it just seems kind of funny. You're just conditioned that, I don't know how else to put it, you're just conditioned to believe that we don't want these guys anywhere near our site. You joked about the, are we fingerprinting, you know. I just really, really want to say through this process that I can honestly say from the bottom of my soul that OSHA really was there to help. We never felt condemned. If we were doing something wrong, it was out of ignorance on our part. We weren't blatantly trying to break any rules. We didn't know any better. And they were very, very helpful in saying, this is what you need to do, and this is what we need to do to achieve the goal that you're looking for. So it's been a very pleasurable experience. I do want to have one person stand up, Rafaela Garrett. She is our... Ken is the OSHA gentleman. Rafael and Ken worked on this very hard. Rafael is my safety and training director. And I will also say that is part of my commitment. I'm going to kind of pat Rafael on the back a little bit. I hired Rafael because I was man enough to admit that as people in my position, there's many of you here, managers, supervisors, owners, I do get wrapped up in the day-to-day operations and focusing on making the company just run. And I always, and you said something, the thing that I always tell people is, you can walk into 100 factories, thousands of factories, and they'll have a big banner on the wall that says safety first. And I think that, I brought Rafael in to kind of keep me in line, to make sure that there is somebody in the company that is keeping us pointed in the right direction, that is making sure that we don't just have the banner on the wall, that it truly is safety first. I don't know. Well, I like that. I'm going to use that in my next speech. So. Let me read the plaque. The Occupation of the State Health Administration recognizes the employees and managers of Mid-America Power Services, Inc. For exemplary achievement in employee safety and health and improved participation in the Mobile Workforce STAR Demonstration Voluntary Protection Program. So congratulations.